From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has criticized Congress for failing to act to stem the flow of illegal immigration, declaring dead a program that protects immigrants brought illegally to the U.S. as children. Mark Jones is a political science professor and chair of the Latin American Studies at Rice University.
What this signals is a hardening of the president's position on DACA, and it means that of the 750,000 people who currently benefit from it, we're going to see more and more of them lose their status and have to fade back into the shadows as their DACA permits effectively expire over the next few years.
Mr. Trump had given Congress till March 6 to resolve the matter, but lawmakers were unable to meet the deadline. A leading Democrat said Mr. Trump rejected bipartisan options. A court injunction has kept the program in place for now. Mr. Trump earlier tweeted Congress must also pass border legislation to fully fund a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. He was reacting to news of a caravan of hundreds of would-be immigrants from Central America on their way to the border. Manuel Padilla of the U.S. Border Patrol said this type of illegal entry effort is nothing new.
My concern is that if this group, which I believe it's illegally in Mexico right now, if it is not handled appropriately, that's going to kind of generate interest for other groups to do the same thing.
The caravan was organized by the U.S.-based immigration advocacy group People Without Borders. Opposition candidate Julius Maada-Bio's supporters are claiming victory following Saturday's presidential runoff in Sierra Leone. The candidate said he'll respect a fair outcome.
I am a Democrat and I have a very competitive spirit. You know what I did in 2012? And if it is free and fair election, and I think it is the process of tallying is transparent and above board, we accept the result.
The country's election commission is yet to release official results. This is VOA News.